Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I stayed up for that whole thing last night. I was expecting some pain after Diaz blew that save. But no, the Mets come back after blowing the lead and win a game. And look, this is now 3 of 4 for the Mets against the Dodgers this year. I feel like the Mets have closed the gap from where they were a year ago. Remember, Soto hasn't even really taken off yet. He hasn't made his presence felt as far as it goes either this season or head-to-head against the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. The Mets pitching is only getting healthier, getting deeper. I think they're a better ball club than they were a year ago. I know the Dodgers are big and bad, and everybody says they're unbeatable. Well, I've seen 4 games between the Mets and Dodgers. Mets have won 3 of those. I believe the Mets have closed the gap with the Dodgers.
Well, they better, because last year in the NLCS, they lost 9-0, 8-0, 10-2, and 10-5. So congratulations on slicing into that gap, big boy. Congrats. Honestly, that's a great win. That was a great, you know, the moral or the, I guess, the morale, I should say, of the team when your closer blows one away like that, that's an easy way to slink into a loss on the road. So I'm not trying to minimize the win, but let's tap the brakes here, dude. I mean, they got absolutely stoned in the championship series against the Dodgers. Like, it wasn't even close.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think was the biggest reason for the disparity between the two teams if you go back to the NLCS a year ago?
Well, based on the score, you know, the Met pitching just couldn't hold down the Dodger bats. Now, the Met offense didn't do much, but the Met pitching got hit hard.
I agree with that. I would say two things, but I was getting to the pitching part of it. I feel like the Mets pitching is in as good a spot as it's ever been. It's now year two with Stearns. Obviously, we know what Hefner's done. We heard about the pitching lab. Dude, Paul Blackburn coming off the IL, he throws 5 scoreless. I mean, against the Dodgers, you got David Peterson mowing the Dodgers down and getting Ohtani last week. Everybody that the Mets have thrown out there this year has been, at the very least, solid, if not flat out good or dominant. And they ain't even gotten going yet. No Sean Manaea on the year. Frankie Montas coming back. Now, I don't love Montas. But again, with the Mets, I mean, I don't love Griffin Canning and his 5 ERA either. So the Mets pitching is not only good, but it's deep. I feel very comfortable about that. We're not even talking about any acquisitions that they can make at the trade deadline just yet. I feel like their pitching goes up against the Dodgers better this year. And when you add Juan Soto to the mix, specifically in the postseason, Sotober. I think that the gap, I think you can make a good argument. Now, I don't want to go nuts about overreacting to regular season.
No, you're not going nuts. The first thing you said is they closed the gap, they did this. Sal doesn't want to go nuts. It's still early.
They do have the best record in the National League. They have taken 3 or 4 from the Dodgers. They did sweep the Phillies. They took 2 out of 3 from the Cubs. All these are the best teams in the National
League. They played well against good teams. All right, so I'm going to admit, listen, clearly the Mets are good. There's no doubt about it. The Mets are a good baseball team, right? They're well run. I think they're well managed. I think they're a good team with potential to get better, because you know Soto's going to do some damage. And Mauricio is coming up.
I like it.
You should. I mean, I'm actually really excited to see him play baseball. I have to get past something here, though. And but it's actually on the Mets to make me get past it. I look at the lineup. And once you get past a certain spot, and that certain spot is just too early in the order for me, I look at the last 4 or 5 slots, I'm like, I know they've got the best record in the NL. It just doesn't strike me as that kind of a powerhouse.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They don't look that way.
But doesn't that make you more encouraged knowing that or feeling that they're going to get better? Because if guys aren't clicking, and you saw Alvarez last night with a big hit, maybe that gets him going
one.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it to me, it's more encouraging. Like, you're right. Sometimes you can watch a team and be like, man, how the hell do they have the best record in the National League? But they do. And it's encouraging because Soto hasn't gotten going yet. Manaea hasn't taken the mound yet. Montas hasn't been there yet. I think Alvarez hasn't gotten going. Nimmo's starting to look a little bit better in the 2-0. Vientos has been a zero so far. I know he's going to be out, you know,
which is
why they bring up Mauricio a little bit here. But the Met, it's not even like the Mets are clicking on all cylinders, whereas last year, I feel like, and we could tie the Knicks into the conversation to use as a reference point, where the Knicks maxed out last year. Even at their best, I never felt like they could beat the Celtics or win a championship. With the Mets last year, if they maxed out, I didn't feel like they were good enough to beat the Dodgers. You just saw it. Not only did they run out of steam, but they ran into a team who was better than they were. I don't think that's the case. I'm not saying the Dodgers don't have more talent. I mean, the Dodgers are oozing talent out the wazoo. They got guys that are hurt that you could field an all-star team with. So we know that. But I don't look at the Dodgers as unbeatable. And I think the Mets have another level to go still. And right now, they have the best record in the National League.
I think the Dodgers have another level to go up as well. Fair. Dodgers are a little bit banged up. I want to see what happens with the Phillies. Again, this is all under the understanding that the Mets have themselves a good baseball team. And listen, I'm happy you brought the Knicks up. One of the biggest differences here, like we sat, and you know, obviously as the playoffs started, it was Knicks every single day. Whereas during the season, we just kind of cherry pick big stories. Oh, they're playing the Celtics, playing the Thunder, playing the Cavs, whatever. And most of us, based on the 0-10 record, formulated this belief that the Knicks were not good enough to win the championship. Not only last year, but also this year, right? Now, I was more bullish on that point than you. You were actually more bullish on them to maybe break through.
I was giving them a chance.
You were giving them a chance more than me. A lot of us just kind of looked at that and said, nah, bad matchup. Knicks don't have this. The other teams do. Baseball is so different. I mean, baseball is just, and listen, as a Mets fan, I think maybe one of the greatest examples, you got it, it's a million years ago, but the 1988 Mets ran circles around the 88 Dodgers. That Dodgers team was like a JV team in terms of talent compared to the Mets, and what happened? The JV team won because the Mets choked one away, because that's baseball. And I just say that because there's going to be flows in this season, despite how the Mets look now. There's going to be points when the pitching gets rocked, where Pete's 1-for-20, where Lindor, who's been terrific the last couple of games, certainly in June, and most of the season he's been very good, he cools off. Once that happens, what's left? And I'm not saying that there's nothing. I just don't think, right, without a trade, without one big bat trade, I don't think that there's enough for them to coast the rest of the year. They're not that kind of team.
See, I felt last year to what you were saying, like, okay, well, any team in baseball is different on any best of five or best of seven series. Maybe the baseball, even the team that's not the best team could go out there and win a series. That's what needed to happen last year, in my opinion, with the Mets. I don't feel that this year. I feel like They are on equal footing with the almighty, unbeatable LA Dodgers. Doesn't mean that they're guaranteed to beat them. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that I'm putting that much stock in 3 out of 4. Just the feel.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, look at the National League, right? We looked at, coming into the season. Even coming into the season, and I admit, even after Juan Soto. Even after the Mets got Soto coming in the season, our conversation was, okay, well, just make the playoffs.
Or maybe the third best team of the division.
Bingo.
To that point. Yeah, I thought that.
That's exactly right. Same thing. All right, Phillies, man, they're tough. They're going to be back tough. I don't feel that way anymore.
Nor should you with that. I would agree with that.
I look at the Phillies as less than the Mets. I look at the Braves as less than them. Way less. The Braves are in fourth place. I mean, the Braves are dead. The Braves are dead as a pancake.
No, stop. No, they're not dead.
Oh, the Braves
are dead. They're not dead. You know they're not dead.
The Braves
I think
are
you
dead.
Know they're not dead.
27 and 31.
They're
and 10
not
games
dead.
Back.
What were the Mets at this point last year? They were 11 games under.
The Braves are dead. And at the very least, I don't look at those two teams as being better. I think the Mets are better at the very least on equal footing. But same thing, Cubs. Okay, yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're sure they could beat the Mets, but I don't look at them as better. I don't think that there is a clear roadblock the way that I did last year with, hey, the Dodgers, the Braves, the Phillies, even though the Mets beat the Phillies, you still get the point.
Yep.
Or going into the season, oh, God, Dodgers, Braves, Phillies, I don't see that anymore.
Okay, so because you brought the Knicks up and I brought them up, I'm going to weave the Knicks into these and ask you a question about the Mets. Because you asked me yesterday, is this a success or a failure for the Knicks? What was my answer?
You said failure.
It was, to me, it was an absolute failure. Some disagree. That's fine. It's an interesting conversation. The way you feel about the Mets right now, if there's no, you know, God forbid, season-altering injuries, and I want health for all the, certainly for our teams, do you believe it's a failure if they don't get to the World Series? You almost have to feel that way now. Otherwise, I don't know if you believe what you're saying.
I'm going to pull a BT right now.
No, you can't pull a BT with this.
I need to see.
You can't.
I need to see the optics of it. No, I think if the Mets fall short, I think the Mets are at a spot that anything less than a World Series win is going to be a disappointment.
World Series win?
Win. Win.
I respect the answer.
I'm swinging with the big boys.
You know what? I respect the answer. That's not my answer for the Mets. I don't think they're quite that yet. But I respect the answer.
Remember last year I was saying, like, I'm not going to accept this.
Yes.
I'm not accepting.
I remember that.
Oh, okay, just make the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
No, like, to me it wasn't good enough for all wait till next year. So I have high expectations for a team that, you know, has beaten me down as a fan for how many years here. They're back up on the upswing here. I would be. Now, again, it's a crapshoot in the postseason. We get it. So you can look at it and say, hey, it was still a fun year. They fell short of the ultimate goal. But I don't think I could sit here and say, well, just get to the NLCS. They did that a year ago. They're better this year. They have Juan Soto. So and maybe it's okay, we'll get to the World Series and lose. But then I start thinking, yeah, well, I've seen that before too. I can't accept getting to the World Series and losing. I think the Mets have as good a chance. I don't know what the odds say, but I think the Mets are as good a team. Forget about it, as good of a chance. I think the Mets are as good of a team as anybody in Major League Baseball, and there's no way at this point that I would accept anything less than winning a World Series.
We talked about the strengths. We talked about the Knicks as well, defense, whatever. What's the Mets' ultimate weakness? There's got to be one thing where you look at, you're like, as good as I'm feeling now, and as much as I believe what I'm saying, there is an area of concern that eventually, you know, could come to roost. What would it be?
I think there are two things.
I got mine.
Okay.
I don't like the bottom of the lineup. I just don't think it's good enough.
Okay, so
got to make a trade.
I'll give you the one thing I would think is that they need either another bat or they, like, let's say Mauricio comes up and he just rakes. And now you keep him even when Bientos comes back healthy or whatever, or Beatty, you get him playing time at third, you have Mauricio DH. The Mets are going to need another bat at some point. I think that's a weakness, their lineup not being at least pre-Soto. Now, if Soto starts going along with Lindor and Alonso, that should be enough to they'll get some contributions from the bottom of the order. That's my lesser of the two concerns. My main concern, and this is kind of unknown here, is will the pitching hold up for the duration?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I think they're doing it with smoke and mirrors,
yeah,
because I believe that what they're doing is sustainable and it is real. David Stearns has proven, Hefner has proven that they can find guys and maximize their ability and have success. Whether it's 5 innings, 6 innings, doesn't matter. I believe in that. What I'm unsure of is Clay Holmes going to be this in October when he's already at his max innings? Is, you know, whoever, pick a guy. Is Griffin Canning going to be
McGill?
Yeah, Tyler McGill. And again, if Manaea and Montas come back, that should offset it a little bit.
Yep.
Is the overtaxing of the bullpen from opening day till June 2nd, whatever it is now, is that going to eventually take its toll on the bullpen and not be fresh in the postseason? Because it is about the postseason. That's my number one concern. Will the pitching hold up in October against the best lineups in baseball?
So it's less about talent for you. And for me, again, based on the start of the conversation, you know, not are they good, but are they basically the best team? For me, it is talent. I just don't like past Pete. I mean, every night, whether I'm watching the game or the box scores, I see 230, 240, homers. Like, they need another stick. I'm less concerned about the pitching and more concerned about the offense myself. And by the way, Diaz is no sure thing at the end.
I know, but who is?
Well,
I mean, he's been perfect up until last night. He's actually looked, you know, not that he's ever going to be 2022 again, but he's looked as good as he did pre-WBC injury prior to last night, which was predictable. You know it. Oh, 13 for 13 going in those West Coast games. You stay up late, you're going to get tortured. Generally, you blow that game, and then the Mets, it would have been easy to lose that game, so that's why I give him credit to win. I'm not worried about Diaz. I mean, stuff happens, but give me the better closers in baseball that you feel confident. Obviously, we'll get to the Yankees and Luke Weaver losing one of the best closers in baseball,
yep,
and are going to replace him with a former best closer in baseball. But we'll get to the Yankees part of things a little bit later on. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan, starting with the Mets off of their big win last night. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you, better Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Charles is in Deal. What's up, Charles?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
All right, so, BT, I disagree with you. I not disagree, but I just took a little bit of question to what you said. You said that what's going to happen when Alonso struggles, when he cools off. I mean, the Mets just played probably their toughest stretch of games that they're going to play in a while.
They just played the Rockies!
Dude, they just had the Red Sox who played them in Fenway when they were in their worst
point.
They played the Yankees, they played the Cubs, they played the D-backs, they played the Dodgers. Yeah. What are you talking about? And they just had Alonso just came off a 3-week stretch where he hit 125 with a 460 OPS.
I hear you on that.
Just had a 4-for-40 stretch. So they were just struggling and they held it afloat. And now they're getting going again. Lindor's hitting the ball again. He's hitting for more power. Maybe that Rockies series woke him up a little bit. Soto looked better in that series. That's what those series are for. You got to take advantage of those teams. So they just played a tougher stretch of team outside of the Rockies and White Sox. This is part of the easier part of the schedule. Mm-hmm. And they still have the Dodgers mixed into there. So the offense, the two guys that were carrying them were struggling. And now they're heating up again. And they held it afloat. So that's not what I would be concerned about. And as for the pitching, the fact that, you know, this is something we always talk about with teams, right? It's what is their identity? This is what the Mets' identity is. They find guys that they believe they can develop and make better, and they do it. And last year they did it, and this is not just the Mets thing. David Stearns has done it his entirety of his career, dating back to the Brewers. He finds guys that nobody believes in, or at least that people don't believe in anymore, and he finds a way to get the best out of them. So I don't see the pitching falling off, and they just got through a stretch of where Alonso and Lindor were struggling. So I think this team's very good, and they're going to be fine and compete with the best of them.
I'll tell you what, it's a good call. You laid out well, Charles. And one thing I'm going to give you credit for, I think it's a sound way to look at any team. You're never as good as you look on your best day, never as bad as you look on your worst, obviously. But to me, a pretty good indicator of the upside of a baseball team is when your top two hitters, you can even say your best hitter, but in the Mets' case, their top two hitters have gone through a little funk. You know, what happens to the actual product overall? Do you lose 7 of 8, or do you still find a way to grow? Now, it helps that you play the Rockies, but you're right. As you pointed out, the schedule before that was, pretty arduous. And I think that is a sign that they're connected. And I think that's a very good thing. I wish the Mets did one thing great. I don't think that there's anything that they do great. I definitely don't love their defense. I don't love their lineup, and I don't fully trust not the talent or the usage in the lab, so to speak, but the ability for these guys to go from, April 1 through the end of October with all these innings and all these things and all these challenges. I just don't know that they do one thing great, and every champion does. That's a pushback there. Like, can you guide me there?
Understood. What do you think has the best chance to be great of this Mets team as currently constructed?
The first part of their batting order.
Bingo.
That's the first part.
Lindor.
Yeah.
He has been great. Alonso, for the most part this year, has been great and certainly better than, I mean, the guy's hitting almost three. What is he hitting?
I think he's down to about 285. Now it's sunk. I looked today. I think he's 285, 284.
Oh, Alonzo, 284.
I mean, that's sinking fast, though. Dude, he's hitting 370 for a while.
Well, that's, I mean, that's
not sustainable. No, I know, but who knows if he's going to stay at 284. He might want the 250 soon.
Lindor's been great.
He's been very good.
Alonzo was great in April, not so much in May. Maybe he levels out a little bit, but still, prolific power, and we know Soto's got, he's going to be great. It's just a matter of when he's going to be great, and that would be, see, that's why where last year they didn't have that, BT. Now they have at least the potential with Soto being in the mix to be a great top three of an order. And then the rest of the guys, like somebody's going to contribute. Obviously, it can't just be three guys. The pitching is, I like it. There's no ace there, but it's solid. They've got guys with good potential. Manaea, Senga could be aces on any given night. But I like the well-rounded nature of their staff. Not just the starting rotation, but the area to be great is Lindor, Soto, Alonso. And once those guys start clicking together, then I think they could go to another level.
What was the score last night? Was it 4-3? 4-3, right?
Yeah,
just since we're on the topic of scores. 9-zip, 8-zip, 10-2, 10-5.
What was
you got a lot of gap to make up from the NLCS. That's the Dodgers when they're kind of healthy.
Before we throw one more, before we go to break, can I throw one score at you? You can take a guess what it is.
18-2. Well, that's all right, man. That's all right.
Yankees are, I think the Yankees, what are they now? If you go back over the last, how many games against the Dodgers have they played? If you go back to the World Series, well, they played five last year, and then they played three this year. It doesn't seem like the Yankees have won. The Yankees are 2-6 in the last eight versus the Dodgers. Mets are 5-5 in the last 10.
Well, lucky for us, we don't have to see them to get to the World Series. If we see them, it's because we made it again.
You may want them.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.